Our question for today is, just who is the Antichrist and what will he do to me? The second greatest fear that we mention of the future, that is having to do with prophecy, the first greatest fear being the great tribulation or the time of trouble such as never was, which we've already dealt with. This second greatest fear of the future is the Antichrist. It sounds like such an ominous word. What does the Bible say about it? Well, actually, there are only four Bible verses that use the term Antichrist. They're all written by the Apostle John in his epistles toward the end of the Bible. By the way, John wrote Revelation and never used the term Antichrist in the entire book of Revelation. That should tell us something. So let's look at these four verses that use the term Antichrist. The first is found in the first epistle of John, chapter 2 and verse 18. We're going to look at elements that stand out that we can put together a profile of the Antichrist. He says, "Children, it is the last hour. And just as you heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have arisen. From this we know that it is the last hour." The second mention is found in the same chapter, verse 22. "Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son." Third verse is in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 3. "Every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God, and this is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming, and now it is already in the world." The last verse is 3 John in verse 7. "For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not acknowledge that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist." Okay, from these four verses, we learn five things. Number one, there is a coming Antichrist. At least in John's day, there was a coming one. Secondly, there were Antichrists at that time. He said they are already in the world. Thirdly, he said there were many Antichrists, not just one. Fourthly, the Antichrist denies the Father and the Son. And fifthly, the Antichrist, and this one is very important, the Antichrist denies that Jesus came in the flesh. Okay, let's look at this. First of all, the first point that the Antichrist, singular, is coming, we're going to deal with in the next segment. So let's talk about the other elements. John's day, there were Antichrists. John's day, there were many Antichrists, and they said that Jesus did not come in the flesh. Now, there was something called Gnosticism. It had many forms, but Christian Gnostics had one thing in common. They believed that Jesus did not come in the flesh. Now, that's a pretty accurate fulfillment of what John said. Well, what did they think? How could they be Christians? Well, they believed that Jesus came, that he was nailed to a cross and died for our sins and all those things. At least people saw it, but it wasn't real. It was a phantom. And I don't know how to understand what a phantom is, but a phantom apparently is something they see and something that does things, but it's not real and it's not really happening. So, Gnosticism, in John's day, there were many. By the way, many, do you know that by the middle of the second century AD, nearly half of Christianity was infected with these theories of Gnosticism. So John is the only apostle that mentions this problem because he was the one who lived the longest. He was the only one that didn't die. He's the only one that died a natural death. And in his day, Gnosticism had arisen. The other apostles did not live to see the rise of Gnosticism, so they never mentioned it. So the historic Antichrist, I think we can accurately say, is Gnosticism in the time of John. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.